What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 91. All right, as what sometimes happens when you do a podcast, scheduling conflicts come up, things get moved around, and so guess what? It's another solo week here, but I actually am really, really excited to be able to just get some of that one-on-one time, right? So the topic today is open your damn eyes. Like, seriously, we've got to start doing this. We have to just start trusting what our eyes are telling us. We're being manipulated. We're being told silly things, and it's like, I don't know. All right, you'll get what I see here in a second. Also, too, real quick, I wanted to just say thank you. We restocked on Crosso Meats last week and basically sold out of everything almost within like 3 days. And so thank you. You know, on this podcast, I'm not asking you to pay. I'm not asking you really to do anything. I hope this message gets out there and it helps you. So really the only thing I do ask is, hey, if you do want to support the podcast, you want to support us, buy some meat from us. Right? I mean, you get some amazing meat, you get to kind of support us, and it's a win-win. So, all right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. I am, as always, super excited to have you on board. Now, I know this technically is supposed to be a guest week, but as what sometimes happens, maybe a couple times a year, some things get shuffled around, some schedules get mixed up, and we end up with back-to-back solo episodes. So here we go. I hope you're excited about it. I know I am. So what I want to talk to you about today is actually something that I've been wanting to talk to you about for a long time. Just for whatever reason, I haven't been able to talk with you. So I really am excited to be able to do another solo episode this week to be able to talk with you about this. So I kind of want to set this up with, there's kind of like this convergence of things that I believe is going on right now that is almost like teaching all of us, or maybe pushing us, persuading us, however you want to term it, to don't believe what your eyes tell you. Have you noticed that? Like social media stuff, news media, all this stuff, right? It's like, don't believe what you saw in the video. Like, let us break it down. Let us analyze it. Like, don't you guys love that? Where it's like you'll watch a video clip of something and then it'll be like all these experts, right? Like these foreign policy experts and these, law experts and political experts and blah, 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 right? And so it's like you'll literally watch whatever the thing is they're talking about it for like 10 seconds and then they'll all like pontificate for the next 10 minutes on what it actually means and, you know, what he or she really meant when they said it that way, blah, 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 and break it down. Until like literally, if you just go watch like the full 5 minute clip of that talk, you don't need the talking heads. You would just know the context. You would know why he or she said what they said. But instead, it's like almost like don't believe your eyes. Don't believe what that person said. Like, let us tell you what that actually means, because you are so dumb and so unable to comprehend all of this complex stuff. I'm an expert, and so I'm going to explain it to you. Now, here's the problem that happens with that is that we start actually questioning our own eyes. We start questioning what is actually real and what we perceive to be real and what is actual truth. So there's a couple of good examples of this, and then I want to kind of transition into why I think it's so important for each of us. So do you guys, I'm sure you remember the insurrection on January 6th, where, and again, this is political, but again, like so much of this stuff that ends up being quote unquote political, I don't understand why it's political. It literally comes down to like, is it true or is it false? And then you can separate all the political BS from there. I don't really care about that. But I remember seeing, after all this happened, the talk that Trump gave that led to this insurrection, or at least what we're told, right? And at one point in the speech, he said, let's march down there peacefully and show them that we're unhappy, or whatever he said after that. But he literally said like, let's march down there peacefully. And so what ends up happening is that that clip gets misconstrued and everything else. And then it's the next thing you know is Trump is calling for an overthrow of the government. Trump is calling for overthrowing the election and the American people's voice, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, like I literally watched the video of him saying like, walk down there and peacefully protest. Now, you can say it was a dog whistle and you can say this is what he meant, but it's like, no, I actually listened and I saw with my own eyes like what he was talking about. So again, I know this turns into political stuff, but this is just one of the, in my opinion, like one of the huge examples of people out there telling you like, yeah, I know you saw that, but this is what really happened. Like, listen to us. I mean, another thing. Okay, so the other day, hearing this Hollywood guy, he said that white supremacy is at an all-time high here in 2021, right? All-time high. And I'm just like, wow, that's a pretty heavy statement. And I started thinking like, okay, like what, 1964, we did desegregation. So, you know, I mean, it's not that long ago. You know what I mean? Like 60 years ago, white and black people didn't even like sit in the same restaurant to eat or share the same water fountain or sit together on a bus. And it's like, man, I look around now and I see like all kinds of different people sitting together on a bus, right? Like I see all kinds of people like sitting down to eat dinner together. Now, that's not to say that there's not racism still. I think that any logical and objective person would be like, of course, there's still racism. And I'm one of those crazy people that believes that like, I think racism comes from like all sides, right? Like literally we're kind of tribal people like by nature and almost like we have this primal instinct to bond together with people who are like us. And sometimes that could be color of skin. Sometimes it's, you know, it could be socioeconomic status. It's like a lot of times you don't see like super, super rich people hanging out with like super, super poor people. Why is that? Is it racism? Well, what if they're both white? What if they're both black? It's more like finding like-minded people and tribing together. And that's just part of what we do, right? So I think there is kind of this innate sense for us to be more tribal. But having said that, to think that white supremacy and racism is at an all-time high right now is just, it's ridiculous, right? It really is. I mean, it's just stupid to even say that. Because you can look around and be like, okay, it's not that long ago, like from a historical sense, to where like literally if you had the wrong skin tone, like you couldn't vote. You couldn't sit on a bus next to somebody with a different skin tone than you. You couldn't use certain water fountains and certain, you know, buildings and all this, like not that long ago, right? Like there's people alive right now that remember that stuff happening. And so like, again, like if you just use your eyes and you don't listen to these experts and these elites and all of these people who have no context and they're not actually using their eyes. I mean, just again, think about this. We had our first black president, what, like two terms ago, right? Like two presidents ago, the highest paid athletes, they're all black, right? Like, it's just stupid to say that white supremacy is at an all-time high when, I mean, literally, like, most of our best actors are black, right? Like, I consider Denzel Washington to be one of the best. You know, you go into LeBron James in basketball, you go into, whether it's Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, like, a couple of the best quarterbacks in the NFL are now, like, black. Like, again, like, I'm looking at this stuff, and it's like, none of this makes sense. I'm being told something, but my eyes are telling me something completely different. And so, like, I know that those two topics there that I started with tend to fall into this quote-unquote political talk, but it's not political talk. It's truth. And that's what we have to get back to. Because if you're not believing what your eyes are telling you, there's all kinds of trouble that we get into, right? Like, have you ever had, like, maybe a friend or something? I remember, like, several years ago, kind of a distant friend of mine ended up in a divorce. And it was one of those, like, oh, my gosh, I don't know how it happened. It seemed like we were so happy. And it's like, I don't even really know you guys. And like, I could see that things weren't going good, right? Like, I don't have any like special powers or I'm not a marriage counselor, but it's like, if I could see it, how could you not see it? But guess what? Like, we do that. We don't want to trust our eyes. We want to trust our heart. And that's fine if you want to do that, right? But at some point, like, we have to just trust what we see. It's like, if I, a distant friend, can see that the marriage isn't going great, like, what are the odds that it actually is going great? And yes, I'm sure maybe some people out there have been blindsided by a divorce, but like when that person said that they were blindsided by the divorce, I'm like, you're literally the only one, right? Like everyone else is like, man, yeah. Like you could just tell, right? And so what so often happens to all of us is that we believe what we want to believe. And sure, like as far as being optimistic and things like that, like, yeah, absolutely. You want to stay positive, even if things maybe aren't great, but you also have to believe what you see. One of the favorite things that I got from the David Goggins book, Can't Hurt Me, was when he talked about the mirror test, right? And he said he would literally stand like in front of the mirror, just butt naked, right? And he would be like, you're fat. And I know there's so many people like, oh my gosh, that's so cruel to say. And it's like, no, like, do you have eyes that work? Do you have a mirror? Okay, then like, if you just kind of report on what you're seeing. There's really no other way to put it. Because at that point, when you do that eyeball test, you do that mirror test, whatever you want to call it, when you actually believe what you're seeing, a lot of good can come from it, right? Now, you can look in the mirror and be like, yeah, you're fat, dude. Like, you need to lose some weight and not do anything about it. And that's fine. But at least at that point, you're not one of those people that's like, yeah, I haven't gained any weight since high school. It's like, I'm looking at you right now. You probably got a good 40, 50, right? It's like, I can see it. I know you can see it. Like, why are you lying about it? Right? Like people be like, yeah, I haven't eaten all day. And it's like, I've been watching you eat all day. Like, literally, I've been I'm not here to call you out, but like, I'm going to trust my eyes. You can tell me you haven't eaten all day and how you're so hungry. But like literally, I've been watching you eat all day. And so there's so many of these examples to where we just bury our head in the sand and it's like, just tell me what to think. No. Never fall for that. I believe that so many of the problems that we have right now is because so many people are just being like, tell me what to think. Maybe there's some irony in the fact that you're listening to my podcast and I'm telling you to think for yourself. And so I'm technically telling you what to think, I guess, in a weird way. But what I always want to do is I always hope that this podcast will get you to see things differently. Not my way necessarily. Like, you might have heard me go on about like the white supremacy thing and be like, I'm a total idiot. Perfect. Like, you disagree, but hopefully it at least makes you think that maybe we need to trust our eyes more, right? Like, maybe we need to actually trust what's going on, because there's so many different areas in our life. Like, have you ever met the guy that's like, yeah, I'm successful. I'm a business owner. It's like, really? Like, you have a hot dog stand that you work on the weekends at and you don't make any money. You are a business owner, and I guess maybe you're successful if depending on how you term it, but really what you are is oblivious. Like, I can see it, you can see it, you're just in denial, right? So like, yeah, cool, like, you are a business owner technically, and maybe you are successful technically because maybe you're not homeless or whatever, but like, I can see. And so what I would encourage you everyone to do is to start believing what you're seeing. If you can look in the mirror and realize that you're overweight, like, believe your eyes, like, you probably are. Now, if you want to do anything about it or not, great, don't care. But please don't like try to deceive yourself. Don't try to believe like that your marriage is great when it's not. Like, believe your eyes. There's been so many times in my life that I've heard of people suddenly, quote unquote, getting a divorce. And it's like, no, there was nothing sudden about it. Like, everyone around you saw it. You should have saw it. You did see it. You just chose not to actually believe what you see. And so, again, you could go right down the list of this. I've seen people, blow up their businesses. And it's like, you know, I just didn't even see it coming. And it's like, well, no, I think a lot of people saw it coming. You just weren't being honest with yourself. You were putting in 16-hour days and you weren't willing to pay people to help you and you weren't willing to do anything to grow. Like, of course, like, it was going to crash and burn at some point. But you wouldn't trust your eyes. You wouldn't trust what you were seeing in this business. And like, I think you can just literally go right down the line of all kind of the different areas of our lives, right? Like you can literally go right down the line. If you're working out and it's not getting you where you want to be, like, you don't have to lie to yourself about it. It's like, okay, like, I can see this isn't getting me the results I want. Like, I can't run further, or I can't lift more, or I can't get fitter, or whatever it may be. Like I have to have my eyes wide open to the possibility that maybe I have to adjust some things in my workout to get what I want. Or maybe I have to adjust some things in the way that I'm eating to get what I want. You know, like how many times have you seen, you know, people that are stuck in like this same dead end job and they absolutely hate it. And they hate it. And they're just like, oh man, like, I'm such a great worker. I don't understand why I can't get a good job. And it's like, really? You're a great worker. You sure? Like, I don't know. Like, you might want to open your eyes to kind of like what you believe is a great worker. And so, like, I don't want this to be a soapbox episode to where you feel like I'm yelling at you. But the one thing that drives me crazy, absolutely, like, one of the hardest things for me personally, and I'll just put it right out there, right? One of the hardest things for me to handle are people who absolutely and totally lack self-awareness, right? Like, just totally oblivious to self-awareness. To where, you know what I mean? It's like the people who are like peeing on your leg and trying to tell you that it's raining. Like that type of stuff just drives me crazy. It's like, no, I can see it. Like, I can see, you know, as a football coach, coaching football for years and years and years now, like, you'll see kids that come in, they're like, yeah, I've been busting my ass all summer. And it's like, looking at you here, not really passing the eyeball test, right? Like, I know you tell me that, but we just ran a couple wind sprints and you're absolutely dying. Like, kind of looks like maybe you've been out partying and sitting around eating Cheetos all summer, right? So you can tell me that, but my eyes are telling me something completely different. And the problem with this, guys, in my opinion, the problem is that without truth and without honesty, we have nothing. We have nothing from that point, right? Like, if your husband comes home or your wife comes home and, you know, like, your husband walks in the door and he's got lipstick all over his collar and he's like, yeah, that was a late work meeting. Why do you got lipstick on your collar? Oh gosh, this girl, she bent, she bumped right into me on the way out of the elevator and it got lipstick there. And I knew you were never going to believe that there's lipstick on my collar from, running into somebody, but ha ha ha, here it is, right? Oh, okay, honey. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Right. And that happens all the time. We want to bury our head in the sand because guess what happens if we confront that? There's confrontation, there's collision, right? There's truth that has to be exposed. And whether we like it or not, a lot of us don't like that. A lot of us don't like that truth. We don't like the truth that we're overweight. We don't like the truth that our marriage isn't as good as what it should be. Our finances, our business, right? Like, so many of us would rather just bury our head in the sand and go along with our happy little oblivious life than actually confront those things. And so one of the things that I did in this, because, you know, about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year ago, I would look at myself in the mirror and I'd be like, like, decent, right? Like, you're not super fit, but you're not as fat as like so-and-so or, you know, you're not as fat as some people your age, blah, blah, blah. And like, you justify it, right? But it's like, no, like if I would have just went off the eyeball test, it would have been like, dude, you probably should drop like 30 pounds. And so one of the things when I started doing 75 hard, and again, like, I know I've talked about this a lot and I'm not trying to like push it again, but one of the greatest things that I feel like that did for me, and there's a lot of kind of secondary benefits from it, from discipline and everything else, but it was almost like it forced me to evaluate what I was doing, right? Like, it forced me to see what I was doing, the way I was eating, because you had to follow a diet, right? It forced me the way that I was working out because you had to work out twice a day, every day. Like, it forced me to open my damn eyes and see, like, man, maybe you're not in as good a shape as what you think you are. Maybe you're not as fit as what you think you are. And so that absolutely changed everything. That challenge changed everything. It made me open my eyes. And here I am, like, less than a year later. I've lost almost like 30 pounds because of what that kind of sprung me into and like feeling better than I probably ever have. And all of that is because like I did something that forced me to open my eyes. I confronted it. And it wasn't comfortable. 75 hard sucked. Phase one sucked even worse. And then like once I first started like changing up my diet over a few months ago, that kind of sucked and I got sick from it. And I've told you guys about it, maybe either on here or on Instagram. But anyways, like all of that stuff sucked initially. And so what I'm trying to get at is that understand that if you open your eyes and you start believing what you're seeing, it might suck initially. But in the long run, you'll be so much better off for it. Right? Like if you're in a marriage and your husband is cheating on you, you might think by putting it off, you're actually going to, you know, he'll change or he'll do something different. And it's like, no, you're just putting off the inevitable. Like you need to call it out now. And then if you want to forgive him, great. But like, don't just close your eyes and believe what he says. Like literally I can see you're coming home late and you got lipstick on your collar and you got like chicks blowing up your phone or whatever it may be. Right? Or on the other side of that, you know, if it's your wife, like same thing. So you confront it, you have your eyes wide open to it. And you call it out and either A, you split up because you don't want someone cheating on you, or B, it stops now and you forgive them and maybe you move on. But either way, like a collision is going to have to happen if you have your eyes open. And so as I wrap this one up, guys, like all I want you to know is believe what you see. The media, people, everyone will lie to you if you let them. They will. Because it's comfortable. It's comfortable to lie to you about not eating all day and wondering why I haven't lost weight, right? Like it's easy to lie to you about all these different things to make you believe certain narratives in the media. But again, like if you're just objective and you keep your eyes open, it'll actually change everything around you. I know it. I've done that. It took something like 75 hard for me to really like open my eyes. It took kind of a radical change for me to really open my eyes to certain aspects of kind of who I am and how I operate and those types of things. But if you do that, it will absolutely change everything. Or you can live your whole life with your head in the sand, wondering why things keep happening to you. And it's like, I don't know why. It's like, man, we could see that coming. You know, it's like, you know, a wall a quarter mile down the road. It's like, yeah, if you don't do something now, you're going to eventually hit that wall. I don't know if it's going to happen in 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 weeks, 10 years, whatever. But eventually, like, you're going to hit that wall. So if you have your eyes open, you believe what you see, maybe hit the brakes and turn around, right? That's it. So anyways, like, I hope you all enjoy this one. I hope you had a good time on this podcast, as always. If you haven't yet, of course, you need to go and rate and review the show. Got a ton of new listeners lately over the past couple of months. Make sure you're lighting up those rates and reviews. Also, too, if you haven't already, make sure you're following me at primal.king on Instagram. Posting content there all the time. Lots of fun stuff around the ranch. So anyways, I hope this helps you. I hope maybe it wakes you up if you've been sleepwalking a little bit. Get your eyes open, because if you do, you can see the truth. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you next week. Have an awesome day.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.